The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's nothing better than watching the summer birds soaring around my yard, except when they decide to eat my prize berries. After coddling berry plants sometimes for years, bird protection is serious business. Cherries, strawberries, blueberries, and elderberries are just some of the berry crops that birds love. Here's some ideas on preventing the damage. Bird netting is the most common protective device. Consider placing some tall stakes and a framework over the plant and then draping some netting over the stakes. It'll be easier to get into harvest and cause less damage to the plant when you lift off the netting. Also, secure the netting down to the ground so the birds can't get through the bottom. Scaring birds is another idea. There are many homemade and commercial reflective and noise devices that work for a time. Try using pie plates, old CDs, remember those? Aluminum foil, and even turned on radios. I like using holographic ribbon strung on posts in the garden. It's important reflective devices move to reflect light and make noise, so place them where there's a good wind. Try a number of different devices and techniques to confuse the birds. Scare-eye balloons work well as long as you move them every few days. Stationary plastic owls, however, look cute, but I remember seeing a crow perched on one waiting to descend on a garden. Finally, taste-based repellent sprays will thwart birds. Spray before berries ripen to be effective. Commercial repellents are available, but you can make your own. Mix water, crushed hot peppers, and vinegar together for one spray, or just spray a sugar solution to ward off your birds. And now for this week's tip. Time is running short to sign up for my tour of the gardens and foods of Barcelona, Spain, and Provence, France. Not only will we visit award-winning gardens and take cooking classes tasting great foods, we'll visit food markets and be part of seasonal local festivals. Learn more at vpr.net. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about cauliflower. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.